This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The second largest financial institution in the country is changing its leadership. Fannie Mae is a government-backed institution that buys and sells billions of dollars worth of home mortgages. Officially, its chairman and CEO, Franklin Raines, will retire. Officially, the chief financial officer, Timothy Howard, will be allowed to resign. In reality, both were forced out under a deal announced yesterday by the company's board of directors. That move comes after Fannie Mae's chief regulator and the Securities and Exchange Commission accused the company of violating accounting rules. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The case involving Fannie Mae centers around some fairly arcane accounting procedures. Last week, the Securities and Exchange Commission said it had found the company misapplied accounting rules in order to make its mortgage portfolio look less volatile and to smooth out earnings. Bert Ely is a monetary policy expert and a longtime Fannie Mae critic. He says given the SEC's findings, Fannie Mae's board could no longer afford to stand behind Raines.
Both he and Howard signed the same certification as to the accuracy of the Fannie Mae financial statements that had been filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. So they were equally culpable and not a surprise that both of them are leaving and leaving at the same time.
Just 2 months ago, Raines and Howard were up on Capitol Hill defending the company's accounting practices before House lawmakers. Raines said he didn't believe Fannie Mae had broken any rules and told lawmakers if he were proven wrong, he would take the blame.
If, after a thorough review of all the facts, it's determined that our company made significant mistakes, our board and our shareholders will hold me accountable.
That opinion was echoed by Howard, the man considered by many to know the most about Fannie Mae's accounting methodology.
All of my judgments regarding accounting issues were made in openness and good faith, with the goal of providing investors with the most meaningful and understandable information possible.
But in a statement issued last night, Franklin Raines said he was holding himself accountable for the accounting issues at the company. He maintained the company had done its best to get its accounting right. The SEC says as a result of its accounting problems, Fannie Mae will have to restate earnings back to 2001, something the company has already acknowledged will likely erase $9 billion in profits. Peter Wallison is a senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute. He thinks in the end it was the insular attitude of the company that was Raines and Howard's undoing.
What's happened here, I think, is that Frank Raines assumed that he and his staff could do just about anything they wanted with the accounting rules.
Fannie Mae's board fired its auditor, KPMG, which had signed off on the company's books. The board named Daniel Mudd as the interim CEO, while board member Stephen Ashley will serve as non-executive chairman. Fannie's chief regulator, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, which first brought the accounting irregularities to light, commended the board's actions. Charles Elson heads the Weinberg Center on Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says the company needed a new direction.
A new team coming in, given what's occurred, is probably the appropriate response.
Louisiana Republican Richard Baker, who heads the House committee that oversees Fannie Mae, called the removal of Raines and Howard absolutely necessary. It's not clear how the ouster will play with other Capitol Hill lawmakers. Also not clear is what kind of severance packages Raines and Howard will walk away with. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.